Coming to you from Cary, North Carolina, and Jackson, Michigan, it's the Get Options Podcast with your hosts, Adam Silver and Kyle Maurer. This is the show where your WordPress questions are given some serious and not so serious options. And here they are.
Why, hello, and welcome to episode 56 of the Function Get Options Podcast, the irreverent, fun advice show with your life about and all those things in WordPress related. I'm Adam Silver with my buddy, my compatriot, my friend, Mr. Kyle Maurer. Say hi, Kyle.
Hi, Kyle. What's up, Adam?
Hey, you know, I am excited to be here, and I'm excited that you are in your home studio. I'm in mine. There's no extra wires this time.
Yeah, really threw you for a loop. You did. Last couple episodes.
One ago. Yeah.
One ago.
So, I'm good. I'm happy to be here. It's a good day to record. It's a Friday a.m. for us. I've got a lot to do, a lot on the docket.
I wonder how our listeners feel about it. We're back to normal, if you will.
What's normal these days, really? I mean,
by the time listeners have heard this, they will have heard a couple other episodes of us, maybe, you know, in person or with a guest.
Right. And things are going to keep changing up, even like in the next episode or two. I think we have something changing up coming as well. Well, slight change.
We are experimenting. Yes. Yeah, we are not the complacent type.
No. This is like the experimental
podcast. We take this podcasting thing seriously.
Or do we?
Well.
Yeah.
Anyway, the listeners, if you have opinions.
By all means, tell
keep
us.
Keep them to yourself. I guess we should talk.
Yeah. So what's new in your life? What's going on?
Oh gosh, too much, my friend. Way too much. It's been months that I've known this was coming.
Right.
Months that like June is going to be a storm, an uncomfortable, hectic whirlwind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And I look forward to July because I have like nothing planned in July.
Wow.
Not a single thing.
I'm going to change that. We're moving to Jackson.
Like, it's everything is happening in June for me. And most of it is happening within the next 2 weeks. My brother's getting married. I'm coordinating his bachelor party, which starts tonight. I'm doing like 3 speaking engagements this month. A couple of them are, well, important. Mm-hmm. They're all important, but a couple of them are more significant than usual and require extra preparation, not the kind of thing that I would phone in. Not that I would ever do that or condone doing so. But I got my work cut out for me, plus some big work deadlines where I'm just like working late every day. I don't even know what's up or what's down. What day is it even? I'm lost, man.
Yeah. Well, you know, in the future, you could just say no. No is a powerful word.
Yeah.
whatever. No is a powerful word in the world. This might be the no episode. How about that? We'll call this the no. Saying no is something to aspire to.
All right. So when I've got the choice between saying no to my brother's offer to be best man at his wedding or an offer to do my first ever keynote presentation at a WordCamp.
Yikes. Yeah.
Or an important assignment from my boss.
Okay. I think the order of priority there is obviously pay your rent, your mortgage, whatever you have, and then the community, your brother, whatever. You have like five other brothers that'll get married one day, right? There's what, 10 of you?
Right.
Actually, how many boys versus girls in the fam?
There are 4 boys and 3 girls.
You got to think about that. Just so everyone who can't see him, he closed his eyes and I think about it like, anyway, so 4 boys, you said, 3 girls? The other way around.
That's right.
4 boys, okay. And you're the oldest.
I am.
That's awesome. Awesome. And actually, for some odd reason, some of your siblings have reached out to me in the past years, but most recently just to connect on LinkedIn, on Facebook. I'm like, all right.
There's a couple of them who are like finishing college now and suddenly like, I guess I need to find a job or something.
I think I'm hiring. Actually, yeah.
I'll set up a LinkedIn profile.
Right.
Start looking.
Yeah. So cool. Yep. So you're busy. That's good. Busy is good. But no is it's a 2-letter word.
What about you?
Oh, nothing going on at all. No, actually, a couple things. Not like your stress. I have a different stress level. A nonprofit that I pitched months ago finally approved a proposal, which is awesome. And it took them an extra 2 weeks for whatever reason, which is fine. So I'll get started on that probably in a week and a half because I was supposed to start this past week. They were going to approve it and I was going to start the process and get a deposit. But now my calendar has pushed because, you know, they waited. So other things are ahead of it.
This is a website build project?
It is, yeah. We're a nonprofit here in town. And I'm interviewing a few new developers. Actually, one for today, and another one, I'm sending them a link to the requirements if they're interested. Replacing one of my guys is leaving. One of my other gentlemen in overseas has some family health issues. So I'm looking to kind of fill some holes in my team. And actually, both those people you sent to me, by the way, ironically enough. We'll see how that works out.
And I hope they work out.
Me too. Yeah, I know they're qualified. Doesn't matter. Can I afford them? Are they? How much are they available? What are they looking for? Etc. You know, I mean, they're qualified as far as I'm sure they're good human beings. But we'll see. Anyway, and then finally, I want to say a shout out to my youngest Carson. He has raised his grade in his Spanish class. He's in seventh grade from a 58% to a 73% in the last 10 days. He retook some quizzes. He prepared better this time, and I'm just really proud of that. And all my kids. I mean, school's out in a week for my kids, or past last week when you hear this, whatever. They're all doing really well. You know, I'm proud of all of them. And I'm going to have a senior next year. My daughter's going to be a senior in high school.
Crazy. We just had the greatest time hanging out with those kids last week.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. You were here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. And you were there too. That was okay. But most of the kids were really nice to hang out with.
Yeah. All right. So that's it for the updates there. It's time for...
This is the point at which we do talk about everything that's new.
All right. I'm going to mention this first one so you can have the second one. I know you're dying to say the second one. WordCamp US speaker submissions are now open until July 1st. Are you going to submit for WordCamp US this year?
I think I will. Sure.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it as well, but I'm not hesitant, but I have that feeling like... I keep getting denied. I know it's a big camp. I know there's a lot to go into it. Do we want to try to submit Get Options live again?
I don't know.
Or a battle?
How it would feel? Oh, there we go. I don't know. I wonder how people feel about that.
Yeah.
I guess I don't have much of a problem with submitting. But the kinds of things they look for WordCamp US are not the same that they look for normal WordCamps. It's right. A little different.
Yeah. I understand. Uh-huh. Yeah. All right. So what else is in the news?
The news. Well, this is just news for us. It's super cool, though.
Yeah.
Longtime listeners of this show may appreciate that sometimes we, do more than just talk on this show.
This is true.
Every now and then, maybe we throw down a sick beat and, just lay down a track of something that resembles music, and sometimes you might even want to go back and listen to one of them. Well, now you can. Guess what, folks?
We have
a SoundCloud channel.
What?
Get Options SoundCloud channel.
That's it.
And this is where you can go tune in to all the best of music from the Get Options show.
Wow. And
as of the time that you hear this, there will be 22 different tracks. That's amazing. That's pretty good, man.
Pretty cool. Yeah. So check that out.
These tracks are all different kinds. Do you have a favorite track on there on that playlist?
Honestly, there are so many that I'd have to go double check to see them all. The rap battle ones are good. And actually, just can we mention that? So on the rap battle that we did way back at WordCamp Ann Arbor, we've remastered those.
We did.
Because the audio from the cameras wasn't the best, the camera the equipment that was a couple years ago, and we remastered them. So they've been re-recorded in studio, which is just weird to say. It almost embarrassing. Yeah. I had to do mine. Mine took me a few months, but I did mine here, and luckily nobody was home to hear those.
Yeah. All these songs are about WordPress stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's songs about SEO and... being a developer,
right,
and specific plugins that we love or hate, and there are rap songs about plugins and themes and the battle between those two.
I'm looking at the station here real quick. Developer song. Oh, the Adam Wheels good. Total Crash. There's you have a lot of good ones. I mean, I need to start adding to this. Maybe I'll do that. I will try to add to this as well.
Yeah,
is that
super fun?
Yeah,
but we have had some comments in the past from listeners who said, I like the song. So
yeah,
now you can just check out soundcloud.com/.
We'll put a link in the show notes as well.
Probably get underscore options, I think.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, know. Get underscore options. Okay. And there you will see all of our 22 currently different tracks.
Nice. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. That's it for the news. That's right. You still working at Sandhills?
I am.
I'm still
working. You're still doing your thing?
Yeah. Okay.
Whatever it is you do. You're running your 10 businesses?
Six.
Dang.
Yeah.
What? We got to tell me the story of how you let those others go.
Yeah, maybe one day. So, all right. How about this one? What you wearing, what you reading, what you drinking now? What you wearing, what you reading, what you drinking now? Oh, I love that. I so love that. So, what are you wearing? What are you drinking? What are you reading?
Right now, I'm sporting a geek t-shirt, just as the word geek on the front. Mm-hmm. And this was made and shared by Bluehost.
Okay.
I'm sipping some, actually, turns out to be pretty tasty coffee, but I couldn't tell you what it is, from an Amber Detroit mug. And I'm seriously just pages away from finishing Fatal Alliance, a Star Wars book.
Go finish that right now while we wait.
All right.
And I'm wearing a WordCamp Raleigh organizer shirt. There were two of these, one for organizers and one for attendees. Coffee out of my WordCamp Maui mug. I couldn't tell you the coffee. It's from my K-Cup, and that's okay. And I'm reading a new book, Subliminal, How Your Unconscious Mind Rules Your Behavior. It's pretty cool. Brain stuff again for me.
Way cool.
Yeah.
Love it. It's rad.
It is rad. Hey, hey, Kyle.
No, hey, I'm here. I'm here with you.
Guess what? You know what time it is?
I don't know what time.
That's right. It's questions time. You sent them in. We read them. We researched them. And now it's time to give you some options. You ready, Kyle? Are you ready? Because here we go. 3, 2, 1. All right. We have two questions, of course. These are both audio questions, which is awesome. If you want to send them in, SpeakPipe, you know. These were actually taken in person from WordCamp Dayton, if I'm not mistaken. Right?
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yep. And I'm going to play the first one. This one's first one is by from Austin.
Hey, man, could you tell me the best way to set up a platform to distribute my own homemade hip hop beats or music that I'd want to sell online to potential customers?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So, cool.
So, yeah. Do you want to go first on this? Or you want me to go first?
Austin is making homemade beats. That's cool. Not the edible kind.
Right.
All I can say is, Austin, thinking about this wrong, you need to skip that, man. Don't sell your beats. You need to retreat to the streets. Join up with your boy Kyle for a while. He's got style. He's capable in time of finding a series of words that rhyme. You just need to sign right here on the dotted line. Wow. Your legacy is before you. We're going to make your dreams come true. Don't try to go this alone. Get Kyle on your microphone. He brings so much to the table. Together, you could have your own label. The market for digital audio sellers seems unstable. So stand out proud. We'll turn it up loud. Let's together put on shows for sold-out crowds. Let's quit our day jobs today. Just walk away and show the world what a couple Midwest, WordPressed, well-dressed, rhythm-obsessed guys have to say.
Wow. Just off the top of your
that's
head?
That's what I
said. That's what's
on. Yeah.
Yeah. Well... Yeah, that's good. That's a good option. That's a good option. My option is a little bit more, I believe, I'm trying to think of the other way to say it, a little bit more finessed, polished, I think. And, you know, I just want to, here's my option. All right, here we go. So you're looking for a way to sell your awesome beats, but not sure how to accomplish this major feat? The answer is really simple, my friend. You can solve this problem over this weekend. Trust me when I say not to stress. It's not like preparing a keynote address. Step 1 is to spin up a WordPress site, which is easy as flying a kite. Step 2 is adding a theme, which is easy as putting on cold cream. And the final step is so very close, I almost want to say adios. But first you arrive at the plugins crossroad, when in reality, the only choice is easy digital downloads. The setup is a piece of cake. In a few moments, you'll be eating your Salisbury steak. Connecting a payment gateway, such as Stripe or PayPal, will fund your trip through the Panama Canal. Yeah, that's mine.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Boom.
Nice. Nice.
I'm so happy for your reaction on that one. You have no idea.
Oh, that's the best. I'm so glad I went first.
Yeah. Okay, that's all I got. No,
I mean, think you said it, man.
Yeah.
You said it.
Yeah.
Salisbury Steak.
Salisbury Steak and easy digital downloads are the two things right there. Yeah. I mean, obviously, you could also skip digital. You could go old school, do it on cassette tapes, sell them on the corner, or actually just give away the audio tracks and then charge for the Walkman. You know.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, obviously the option there is, from my opinion, check out EDD. I mean, you know, they're not a sponsor of the show, and I know Kyle works for the company, but that would be by far one of the easiest and quickest ways to spin something up.
I totally agree. Easy Digital Downloads is free to use.
Right,
and,
right.
I love selling stuff with it. I do run an Easy Digital Download store on the side on my own, and I love using the product. And there are a lot of people selling music, selling beats.
Right.
Using this plugin.
I just bought DJAdam.com like a day ago. No, I don't have any time for new jobs. I'm sorry. Ooh, there's an idea.
Yeah. So, Austin, I recommend checking out Easy Digital Downloads. Let's take a look at that. It's designed to sell digital products, and a lot of people are using that to sell audio, digital beats. We have a lot of customers. I often am answering tickets and like, this is a sweet store. Somebody's just like selling, you know, guitar tracks or rap beats or whatever.
Yeah.
Kind of the way to go. And you did say, Austin did say, my own store, like building my own. So it's not some kind of looking for, you know, like a marketplace to sell on or some sort of established platform.
Yeah. Hey, a quick question though. Is there a way to... Your knowledge, I'm just curious, is there a way that he could give us like a 5 second or 10 second sample playable on the website and then sell the whole track separately? I guess you could just have it be in on the website, but you know, because that's what people are going to want to hear, correct? Don't you think?
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, I'm in the process of writing a blog post, but no.
No, what?
I already wrote that blog post. Okay.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I'm writing like one blog post per month and I was getting them mixed up. I have another one coming out that's not about audio. Last month, the one I published was about selling audio on your website.
If you
go to the blog on easydigitaldownloads.com, you'll read a post about everything you should know about selling audio on your website. And we probably should link this up.
I'm putting that note there.
That's totally relevant. I did a lot of research and wrote as much detail as I could. And included in that is a note about previews, that when you're selling this sort of thing, customers often expect to have some sort of a preview. So you tactics for that are like either watermarking the file so that like something plays over it that identifies your brand, so people won't use the track but they can still hear it, or like playing just excerpts from the file, like a few seconds, enough for people to get the gist. Those are some options. Or like if it's a series of tracks, like make one of them available and not the rest. So you have a few different options and different models that you can operate under. Some people doing this, like sell like a sort of a club membership.
You're right though. I think the way to go, I just realized that, cause I've heard the same thing when I've looked at, loops and stuff, it'll say like, Mauer Designs or something underneath it. You'll hear like another voice on top of the track in the first 3 seconds, and then it repeats like every 12 seconds, just enough that they're not going to be able to use the whole loop without having some underlying audio. Cool. So it adds a level of work, but it protects your work. It makes sense to do it that way.
Sure.
And then the download itself is the full version, obviously.
True.
It's like watermarking photography.
It is like that. That is one of the photography is the same thing too.
Right.
There are a few different types of digital products where customers not going to buy unless they can have some sort of preview.
Right. Yeah.
Some of them you might get away. Like if you sell an ebook, you might just be able to describe it and people say that sounds good enough, I'll buy it.
Right.
But like a lot of audio and a lot of like photographs are the kind of things like nobody's going to buy unless they get a preview.
Absolutely.
And that's extra work. Easy Digital Downloads doesn't facilitate that. There are other plugins that can help with that sort of thing.
I wonder, that'd be interesting to have an add-on. Ooh, I have an idea now from a plugin finally. To take a sample, pre-recorded, that could almost play it, you know, kind of insert it on the front end. That might be a lot of work.
If it was really easy, it would have been done already. But it's possible. Yeah. It's certainly possible.
Okay.
There are other plugins that allow, that make that sort of thing possible, But in most cases, people who are doing this are uploading multiple files, like uploading one. This is the protected file that the customer gets when they purchase.
Right.
And in this separate field is the preview file. And that's just like playable on the front end.
Yeah, makes sense.
By everybody.
Okay, cool. All right, second question. This one's coming in from Elizabeth Pampalone. Is that how you say it?
I think she pronounced it Pampalon.
Pampalon? Okay. Sorry, Elizabeth.
Yeah.
Sorry, another Elizabeth audio question, and here's Elizabeth's question.
What Spotify station do you listen to while working?
Okay, it's a little staticky there. I hear myself in the background. It was kind of weird. The question was, what Spotify station do you listen to while working?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good question, Elizabeth.
So my answer,
you go first.
My answer, of course, is pretty well figured out. And I'm kidding. You know, this one's, you know, I don't actually have an answer for you because I don't listen to Spotify.
What?
Oh, because of Notify, Codify, Notified. No, I got nothing. Denoted by, prototyped. I'm just looking at rhymed words. No, I don't. I just started listening to Spotify about a month ago. In this sense, I say I don't consistently. My daughter actually sent me a playlist she created for me, which was pretty cool. But and I have an account, but I don't listen to Spotify almost at all. I listen through my Bluetooth Alexa speaker. Oh, she's gonna turn it on now. Maybe not. So I don't really have a playlist through that medium.
Do you use a different app? Like, I mean, I've used so many things in the past. Like, I went through a phase where I was using YouTube playlists. I've used Pandora a ton when Grooveshark was the thing. So I was using that.
So I've used Pandora probably most recently if I had to choose anything for one. But I've also, because of the lady in the tin box, I don't want to say her name, so she won't activate right now. I'll say play music from this era, 1980s, 90s, 2000s, or I'll say play jazz or hip, whatever it is I'm listening to. That's what I listen to most recently at home. When I'm really trying to focus on certain tasks and I'm away from home, I will listen to Focus at Will. It's a paid for service that I love. And I use that with my quiet acoustic headphones. And there's no words. It's just different styles of music. And it tunes everything else out. And it really helps me to focus. It's also based on the brain and brain chemistry and what I need to focus. So
yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what do you listen to when you work through Spotify? Since I know you are a Spotify aficionado.
I don't know that I am. I'm just kind of new to Spotify. Like, I've only been using it for probably 6 months or so.
Oh, okay.
Before that, it was probably mostly Pandora, a couple other different platforms. On Spotify, you can listen to stations they have. Like, that's what Elizabeth asked about. You can listen to specific artists if you want to. Just look up an artist and play their stuff. You can make custom playlists. And so I'm bouncing around between a combination of these three. Sometimes I do select pre-existing provided stations. And when I do that, it's maybe I'm in a mood to kind of explore and find new things, and they have tons of cool ones. Maybe I'll jump on a rock one or a hip hop station, or often more like I'm writing a blog post or doing something intense, and I go like you do in a focus sort of relaxation one. And there are some that are mood setting, like calming or tuning everything else out, just piano or acoustic this or just ambient sounds. So stations, I'll go there. I have a few custom playlists that I really like. I actually put probably too much time into building. I made a female singers custom playlist, which I really like. That one is just fantastic, full of just awesome stuff that I like. I have a playlist called Gone Too Soon that I made consisting of tracks from artists who, you know,
have passed away.
Passed away prematurely. There's Tom Petty and Chris Cornell and Chester Bennington and a bunch of others like that. Prince.
I was about to say Prince.
Yeah. I have a Mellow Time playlist. And for me, that's like all the, you know, you ever go to a rock show and they have like the one song where everybody puts their lighters in the air?
Yeah.
you know, like Every Rose Has Its Thorn kind of tracks. Mm-hmm. Like every big rock band has maybe a couple of those tracks. They're like, just like, let's get mellow for a minute. So I have a whole playlist of like all my favorite rock artists. They're like lighters in the air song, if you will.
Okay.
And I also have a Raptastic playlist, which is all my favorite hip hop stuff. A lot of it is from like the early 2000s when I was a teenager and I was kind of into rap. So it's like Eminem, Nelly, Ja Rule, and that sort of thing. But every other genre beyond that. I've been discovering that some of the new artists today are actually pretty good. Drake has like got me hooked on a few things. Hmm. And a few artists are really awesome and worth checking out that you might not know about. Lucius, I am crazy about right now. They are, it's spelled L-U-C-I-U-S. They're so fantastic. Their Tiny Desk concert for NPR was amazing. And their music is just so good, so special.
I would totally, absolutely,
you'll love Lucius. Rin Weaver is really good. I've been listening to a lot of Linkin Park, U2, Smash Mouth, some old classic stuff. Mm-hmm. And everything by Maynard James Keenan is really good. He's the guy behind Tool, A Perfect Circle, and Pussyfur, which all of those are super good.
Nice. Yeah, I was going to say, you know, as far as playlists, you know, you like female, you said female, or was that what?
Yeah, female singers is one of my favorite playlists.
See, one of my favorite female vocalists. I mean, I love female jazz, but Nina Simone, I'll do a list of her stuff. I have that as well. Nina Simone, I like certain old jazz as well. But lately I've been listening to the stuff I grew up with, Yaz, Oingo Boingo, Erasure.
Yeah, that's on my female singers playlist, actually.
What? Yaz?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Alison Moyet?
Yeah.
I love her. Yeah, so I always, yeah, she's awesome. Cool. Good question. Interesting question. And I mean, it wasn't much of an option, but I guess options are this is what we listen to. So there you go, right?
Right, yeah. Right. Hopefully you'll discover some of that. And Elizabeth, if you check any of that out and like it, let me know.
Yeah.
Let's talk.
Yeah, awesome. All right. Moving on to a segment. We don't have a bumper for the segment still yet, do we? Because it's such a new segment.
No, we don't.
So
it is kind of a new segment. This is only the second time we've done it on the show.
Hey, I think I'm going to do
this called
Tag
Line.
You're it. that's the terrible right, bumper. That's a terrible bumper. Yeah, tagline, yeah. You're it. Okay. So this is
We've
where
done worse.
You want to explain this again real quick because it's still a relatively new segment.
It's a pretty simple game. All we do is independently, in secret, look up a few companies, preferably in our space, somewhat relating to what we do professionally. Mm-hmm. The rule is this company must be one that the other person knows of. And knows what they do, essentially. It can't be a really obscure company we've never heard of. And you have to just read the tagline to see if the other person can guess the correct company.
Right.
Pretty simple game.
And moving forward, after these rounds, we should put this in a document so we can remember not to use them again. Because I'm thinking these might have been used last time we played with Dustin. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's been so long. All right.
Good point.
I'm going to go first. I'm going to ask you one.
Okay.
You ready?
Hit me. Yeah.
Built for developers.
Built for developers. Oh, shoot. I've seen this one before. What is built for developers? I don't even know. This sounds like Pantheon?
No.
Oh, I've totally seen this tagline. This is killing me.
You used to live in this service. I'll give you that hint.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I used to live in it.
I used to live
in... When you used to run an agency.
GitHub?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. Right on.
Okay. Right. You're totally right.
Yeah.
I spent more time there than I do now, but I still am in GitHub a lot.
Okay.
A lot.
All right. What do you got for me?
All right. Security for any website.
Sakuri.
You got it.
Okay. All right. One more. Here's another for you. Finely crafted websites and tools.
Finely crafted websites and tools. Human made.
Mm. No, but close.
Web Dev Studios.
Nope. Still close.
Modern Tribe.
Nah, strike three. You're out. 10 up.
Dang it. That was going to be my fourth guess.
Yeah. So, all right. You got one more for me? Or two more for me? One more?
Good. I have two more for you. Okay. The next one. Two-part tagline.
Okay.
Easily create a website fast. Supercharge your WordPress.
Divi.
That's a good guess, but it's wrong.
Beaver Builder.
Also good, but no.
Say it again one more time.
Easily create a website fast. Supercharge your WordPress. Supercharge.
Easily create a WordPress. WordPress.com? Jetpack? I don't know.
No.
I'm out.
It's BoldGrid.
Oh, bold. Yeah, now you say that, it makes total sense. Yeah. Okay.
It's funny. There's not a lot of companies use WordPress, like in that way, like your WordPress.
Yeah.
As opposed to like your WordPress site.
Right.
It's,
yeah.
I don't know how to.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
How to phrase it, but it's.
All right, I got one. I got one more for you.
Okay. Okay.
The easiest tool to create advanced forms on your WordPress-powered website.
The easiest tool to create advanced forms on your WordPress, Caldera Forms.
No, but you're on the right track.
Gravity Forms.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Very cool.
All right, and the last one.
Last one for you. Your resource for all things WordPress. Oh, yeah.
WP Beginner.
No.
You're a resource for all things WordPress. It's not Kitchen Sink WP. do you know the tagline
for Kitchen Sink?
Yeah. Do you know the site? Do you know my tagline?
It's everything WordPress except the kitchen sink.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. You're a resource. Not WP Beginner. WP Tavern?
Nope.
Okay, what is it?
Your website engineer.
Oh, I knew that. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
He's never allowed on the show.
Yeah, that is, if you don't know, Dustin Hartzler's podcast.
Right.
YourWebsiteEngineer.com. He was a guest on our show recently.
Yes.
Never, you should have known that. Never Dustin's going to tune into this. I wonder if Dustin would have been listening and going, I know that tagline.
You know what, though? I'll just edit this section out. He'll never know this came up. Or I'll I can put in that I knew this. Boom.
So. Don't you dare.
Okay, I won't. All right. So that's it for this segment of Tagline, You're It.
Awesome. Thank you, listeners, for tuning in to episode 5-6 of this podcast. We're really cruising through the year, and we've got a lot of fun stuff coming up, like Adam and I alluded to at the top of the show. We are excited about the future of this here program. We've got really special, surprising, and fun things coming up soon.
We do?
Especially, the most special of all, is our very serious and well-researched answer to your question. You just have to send that question to us first, and we'll take care of the rest. All right? We're going to do all of the professional, serious, time-intensive stuff that we do to produce high-quality podcast material. You just have to come up with a question and send it our way. That kind of feeds this machine. And, you know, you're gonna get some good advice. I'm excited about helping you with your business and your life. Send that question to questions at getoptionspodcast.com or go to getoptionspodcast.com. Leave us a voicemail. You can do that on any page on the website. Or you can dump something into our question form. Just bombard us with all the problems and trials and struggles and tech support issues and life challenges that are troubling you now. So send your questions to us there. And maybe follow us somewhere or something, or subscribe to the show, or leave us a rating, or I don't know, give us money. Just put us in your will. Whatever floats your boat.
That works for me. I like to be in people's wills. And you can follow us each online. Kyle's over at Mr. Kyle Maurer on Twitter. I'm over at Hey Adam Silver, and we are over at @get_options. Say goodbye, Kyle.
Goodbye, Kyle.